Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Chip, and today is our Monday program, and we are the 20th of June, 2011. So we'll see if our co-host is on tonight. Carrie, are you out there in cyberspace?
I am, Ron, yes. Hi, good afternoon, and welcome everybody to the BBS Monday show. We're on Station 1 today, and we are having callers. If you would like to call in, maybe talk anything about any experiences that you guys had on the Sunday 8-hour call, those of you who were on it, or any other questions you may have. And does anybody new listening, any of the pretty much all the sample clearings that Ron does on the show that he'll probably be doing today will work on the archives unless we otherwise specify that. So if you'd like to call in today, the number, let's see, the numbers are listed on the BBS radio.com page under the Station 1 play button, and there's a toll-free number, which is 888-815-9756 if you're within the U.S. or Canada. And then I would try line 3 if you can't get in on the 888 number, and that's 530-413-4522. So we have a few people on the fast chat today, which is, as Ron said, the 20th already of June 2011. We've got Janice and Ed in Austria and Marie and Randy and Ed, other Ed in Florida, and Dulce. So welcome to all of you. If you don't want to call in and you have a question, as many of you know already, you can type that into the fast chat, and the fast chat button has those arrows pointing toward it, and it says BBS Fast Chat. You just click on that, and the window opens up. You can put your name in and type your question, and we'll get to as many of those as we can. So, Ron, what would you like to talk about today? Do you want to start with a few sample clearings for people, or did you have a topic, or what should we do?
Well, let's just do a clearing here. Let's do a clearing for, let's see here. Boy, what do you think people need?
How about goodness me, it's Monday again already. Time's flying by. I can't believe it's Monday already. Well, let's see. We had Father's Day, so how about something to do with, what about cordings within your family? Maybe something about that.
Okay, here we go. So everybody needs to think of someone, and we'll take away the cords so you can feel better. Here we go. So just think of one person, and we'll take the cords away from your, we'll go down the chakras, so starting with the sixth chakra going down. So sixth chakra released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, and first released. So this is what they gave you. And see how your body's responding. And now we'll do the same process for cords that you connected to that same person. This is your energy being connected to them. So sixth chakra released, fifth released, fourth released, third released, second released, and first released. Okie doke. So see how your body is doing. You should normally feel a lot better because you have your body energy back with you. So, back to you, Carrie.
Okay. I felt that in my left cheekbone. Little tugging, nummy tugging feeling. Interesting. Okay. So, we have some requests already. We have three different requests so far. Truth is asking for a timeline crash on aging. That might be a whopper.
Okay. Boy. Here we go.
Okay.
Well, let's first do one on an age that you have instead of aging.
Okay.
Remember, you're dealing with every day of your life, which is putting stress on you, and that's making you age. So I need you, everybody out there, to think of a particular day. It could even be today, or it could even be a day that you had a lot of problems, maybe heartache or something. You know, it's hard to say. It's up to you to find that, and I'll do a crash for it for you. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Boy, do it again here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so see how that's doing for all of you here. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so the next request is from Tina, and she's asking, can you clear curses or hexes? So, Tina, I'm not sure if you're asking if it's doable, you know, as in, yes, you know, I'm sure you know Ron has the curses and hexes clearings up on the website, or if you're asking if Ron can clear a curse or a hex right now. So, Ron, where do you want to take that one?
Yeah, we'll just, I'll have somebody. What you want to do now is think of a situation that you possibly have that condition or that, you know, scenario happening to you. Remember, most people don't realize that they've been, you know, cursed or hexed because nobody really tells you that. So look at a situation in your life that is causing you maybe anxiety or problems or something like that. And remember, you have to have something for them to attach to. And that's the way the clearings work also. They got to find something because you need to bring something up. Remember, the light doesn't judge you. Sees you perfect, whole, and complete. So it's up to you to squawk. And when you squawk, then they can look at the situation and release it. So here we go. And there could be, you know, 100,000 hexes on you or curses, you know. People do it all the time. Just by saying God bless you, that's actually being a hex or curse on you, okay? So it happens all the time when you sneeze, you know, Gesundheit, you know. So here we go. Or heaven forbid, you know. Here we go. Think of a situation. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I'll do one more here. 1, pretty heavy. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so Anna is asking for a clearing of some kind for food poisoning.
Okay, here we go, everybody.
Ready.
Are you ready?
We're ready.
1, 2, 3, that's pretty heavy. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Let's get rid of some of the alien poisoning here. One, maybe an alien gave you some poison and it's hanging in there, one of those energetic life forms maybe, and your body now suffering from the poison. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And then we'll take out the waste products. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And carcasses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, let's get that helps out there. Back to you, Carrie.
Okay, great. Let's see. Marie R. is asking for a sample clearing for the nervous system.
Okay, so let's work at the base of where the head, we'll say, attaches, like the atlas area. So where your head attaches to your spine. Let's just see if that will help you. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, oh man, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Wow. Okay. I'll do another one of those. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Wow, I'm really feeling that in the flesh on the left, lower left of my face. Are you putting energy in, or are you taking something out there?
Getting rid of some of those alien life forms.
Oh, okay.
That are in your central nervous system.
Gosh, yeah, I really felt that. Wow. Okay, thank you. Janice is asking for a pain release for back pain, please.
Okay. So let's look at this, Janice. If you have pain now, it probably stemmed or started from a long time ago. And a lot of times things happen between 10 and 20. So let's pick the age 12 and just see if that helps you, okay? So we're going to go back to the age of 12 when you were younger. And maybe you got hit with something in the back. Maybe somebody gave you a psychic attack, or this is for everybody listening here too, not just Janice here. And all of a sudden now it popped up in Technicolor with, you know, neon lights that your back's going to be hurt. So let's take away the energy at the age of 12 and just see if everybody's back feels better. You may not have any pain now, but you might feel more movement in it, more flexibility, so just see what happens. Here we go, age 12. So to age 12 of January, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, February, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, March, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, April, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and May, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, May, June, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, July, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, August, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, September, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, October, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, November, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we'll do December. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, we'll see how that helps you. Taking away a pain that, or a situation that could have happened at 12, that could be haunting you now in later life. So back to you, Carrie.
All right. We have a couple of slight biggies here. Edward is asking if you can crash despair for the Earth's condition. So that might be a bit giant. I don't know. Can you touch that topic?
Boy, probably not, no.
Okay. All right. So maybe that's something that when the new timeline crash clearing comes up that's about to go up, which is more about situations. Well, no, this is an emotion, despair. So I guess, Edward, if my suggestion would be, and maybe you want to add to this, Ron, is that you get on the timeline crash and just do despair, just do a ton of despair ones. You don't need to specify Earth's condition, but if you're feeling that emotion, then that would probably be a good place to crank out some timeline crashes and try and clear that out. Anything else you would suggest for that, Ron?
No, that sounds pretty good to me.
Okay, all right. And then Randy is asking about disconnecting from the soul group. So I don't know if you can do a sample of that, or maybe you just want to talk about what that is and what clearings are good for that.
Okay, yeah, we can try that here. So
okay.
I can hold the energy away from you, all of these people that want to steal parts of you, take your energy, spiritual contracts and agreements. So here we go, taking this away here. And I'll hold it for the end of the show here. So basically, say 40 minutes. One, two, we have this for permanent healing on the website, the 4-in-1. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And do it one more time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so quite a few comments about reactions to the clearings, Ron. Rhonda is saying she's yawning a lot, and Will is saying thank you for clearing. I guess he focused on his mother-in-law for the cording clearing. So that seems to have helped Will. And then Jane says that she felt the nervous system clearing on the top of her head and the right side of her face, it looks like. So Skylar is asking if there are aliens hiding out in our food, because it looks like Skylar felt the food poisoning clearing was heavy also. So are the alien critters in our food also, Ron?
I would imagine, you know. Boy, that'd be a scary thing to have, to be eating, you know, we think we're eating bacteria or something, you know, in the food.
Right.
You know, and so, you know, maybe there's some dead carcasses in there. It kind of struck me a little strange one day. Somebody was saying, oh, we have some aged beef. And I looked at it, I go, aged beef, you know? And I said, you mean it's getting kind of rotten, you know, because it's aged, right?
Ew.
Anyway.
Yuck.
Well, you know what I mean. Cause
yeah.
If it's not fresh, then it would have to be aged. And if it's not fresh and it is aged, you know, isn't it kind of rotten? I don't know. Anyway, you know, if you see a dead animal on the side of the road, and you know they kind of get bloated and as they age after dying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I won't get into that too much. So I'm sure we'll get some comments on the fast chat about that, especially from vegetarians, maybe. You know. Anyway.
Yeah.
We'll just switch it over here. So, yeah, so what I'm coming up to, as you're looking at, is, geez, what if that aged meat or whatever, or even if it is vegetables, does have carcasses in it from aliens who visited there and died. So that's where I'm going with this here.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's very possible. You could be eating a dead alien. So back to...
yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, yummy, yummy.
So, okay, so Truth, kind of along the same lines here, is asking about clearing the colon of parasites. So I don't know if that is alien parasites, Truth, that you're talking about, or the actual physical ones that we do get, you know, in some foods, if we... especially in the third world, when you visit or live there, you very easily pick up parasites. So do you want to do a colon parasite clearing, Ron?
That doesn't feel good to me, no.
Okay. All right.
If you have that, then you probably want to get on the special clearing on the website where you can input, you know.
An area of your body.
Or do the body rejuvenation. That'd probably be great, too.
Yeah. Okay. So Truth had another question, if you could timeline.
Yeah, what I could do, if you wanted to, I can do a clearing where you can actually probably taste these if you want to do that.
Oh, really? I think I'll opt out of that one, but go ahead.
Taste the parasites that could be with you. We can bring them up to your mouth so you can actually sample what they're like.
Good grief.
So I don't know if you want to do that or not, so maybe I shouldn't do that.
Okay, we'll have a vote. You guys write in whether you want to taste your parasites. And we'll see how many yeses and how many noes we get. But probably we could, if you did it, Ron, we could, within ourselves, decline to do that if we didn't want to, if there are some people that do?
Yeah, that's correct, yes.
Okay, well, we'll wait and see what the consensus is in a minute or two. In the meantime, Truth is asking if you can do a timeline crash on mind fog.
I'll do a sample of the mind loop energy. That could be like the fog energy where you have repetitive thoughts.
Okay.
It won't necessarily clear you with that exactly, but it could help you. So here we go. Mind loop. This is a mind loop one clearing. And this is good to have because it gets rid of the repetitive thoughts. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. I think we have a caller on. I heard a beep about a minute
ago.
Yeah.
Is anybody on the line?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. I just had an interesting phone call, which goes along with what, something Rod was talking about a couple of weeks ago. Rod was talking about how the Creation Lightship had gone in and destroyed underground clone installations.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend calls me up. He doesn't have a computer, but he's got this friend, Mark, who was raised in a family that was part of this and learned about it his whole life as he went along.
Wow.
Apparently there's a plan, or was a plan, in place where they're growing 60 million cloned soldiers in underground bases in southwest China, and they're going to be rapidly all over the world injected into three places, Long Beach Harbor in L.A., Vancouver, and someplace in Europe, a total surprise. And he was reading to me a quote that the CDC put up on their website and then later said, it's a joke, but it was all about how to prepare for the zombie apocalypse. And what does this have to do with the cloned soldiers? Well, apparently, there's going to be a lot of radiation released if these plans are come to fruition, in which there'll be a lot of radiation damaging a lot of people, so they'll be walking around like zombies, and they've all been programmed to only eat other humans. To eat humans. That's what these cloned soldiers are going to do. So I was thinking about, wow, that's amazing. He's telling me all this because Rod said they destroyed, the CLS destroyed, six of these underground breeding farms. And I was just wondering, was this force removed at that time?
Well, that's a really good one.
Did you say you got the call today, Ed?
Yeah, just before the show.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to see here.
And this is a guy I haven't heard from in like 10 years.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if it's related to your friend, the Mark gentleman here. Yeah, it feels like where Mark was experimented with, that was taken out. That's what it feels like to me. I'll say I'm about 90% correct.
Nice.
Remember, these are like corporations, so it'd be like, for instance, going to a supermarket with a given name on it, and, you know, you take out one of them, but there's, you know, maybe a couple hundred other chain stores. That's the way these things kind of work.
Yeah. But this seemed to be a very large player, 60 billion all over the world all at once, covered by radiation, you know. So, God, I'm glad we don't have to go through that.
Very sad.
Well, that was it. I just wanted to know if there was a connection and whether that threat was removed or not.
Yeah, I can't say that it was completely, but I think part of it may have been. But I can't say what percentage. If it was that, as far as how many of the soldiers are left, so which would be close.
Yeah. You know, normally you'd be thinking about this in a human, from a human viewpoint. You'd be thinking about is how can people be so insane?
Yeah.
Why would they plan something like this? But then if you look back and you listen to the super soldiers and other people ratting out what happened to them, it's all artificial intelligence computers behind the whole thing. So it's not insane people. It's people that have been taken over by darkness computers doing all this stuff to everybody else. So then it does make sense to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thanks, Ed.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Ron, we have a leaning toward no on the parasite question, but we do have a couple of yeses. Edward would like it, and Larry would like to taste the parasites, but Neat, Maria, Freedom, Randy, hi, me, and I think that's it, are saying no. So I don't know if you want to do it so that Larry and Edward can taste the parasites, and I guess the rest of us would
okay, here we go.
Say no for us.
So you got to say yes or no to this here. Here we go. So one, two, oh boy, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just see how bad it is here. I can increase it here. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, Carrie, back to you. We'll see what they
tasted
on the fast chat there.
Okay. So Hi is just making the comment that the detox water really helps, especially if you go out to eat. So that would be along with the earlier theme of food poisoning and stuff. And G is also suggesting perhaps a water charging to deal with parasitic food. So that might be a good idea. Would the water charging work for that? Do you think, Ron, if people charge water on the website?
Yeah, I think it could help. I can't guarantee it, though, but I think it would help.
Okay.
You know, I can't necessarily say that it will, but people have had good results with different types of water charging. And even the skin misting water is wonderful. I think everybody who has tried that love it. So that you can do also.
Okay.
So, you, Carrie.
Okay. Let's see. I'm not seeing any of the questions right now. Let me just quickly scan down. We've got a few people saying, Janice was saying, I would rather you killed the parasites than, I guess, taste them. So, sorry, I'm just reading. I'm not seeing any other questions. No on the parasite tasting, yes to taste. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, so everybody's writing about the tasting, but I don't think... Okay, here's a question. Truth is asking for a lymphatic clearing.
Okay, so let's work with one of your lymph nodes. So I need you all to kind of think of where they are in your body, and I'll clear one of those here. We'll just see how you feel. Here we go. So think of one of your lymph nodes. Maybe you have an infection and you can feel a little lump, you know, someplace. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, see if that helps. Back to you, Carrie.
All right, so Tina was saying that she was getting a lot of saliva forming when you were doing the tasting of the parasites and that she had a mild metallic taste in her mouth. So I think that's the only comment we have. So, I did not taste the parasites, said Marcy. And Tina is saying that she had two mercury fillings removed a couple of weeks ago, so I guess she's wondering if perhaps that was it. Okay, so I'm not seeing any other questions. I don't think I've skipped anything. I'll take a peek back, but trying to think what we can do next. So I'll give the phone numbers out again in case anybody else would like to call in. And let's see, the toll-free if you're in Canada or... the States is 888-815-9663. 9756 or 530-413-4522. That's line three. I think Ron and I are on one and two, so that's line three. Okay. Ron, I don't see any other questions. So do you have any other clearings that you feel the people listening today would need?
Yeah, let me see here. Let's do a clearing for infinite sadness. It's possible maybe somebody out there maybe lost their father or maybe a grandfather or something.
Okay.
And you're still hanging on to that emotional energy. And it could even be their emotional body with you, too. But we'll do one for infinite sadness here. Remember, the emotional body can hop and come into you, too. And you can pick up their traits. This is how that works. So that's why we have that special clearing on the website for deceased family members. So here we go. There are deceased loved ones, I think, having a spirit release and an emotional body release. So here we go. We'll take away some of that infinite sadness, if you have any. And, in fact, we'll do it for Father's Day. Remember, your body's made up of the past, so you could have infinite sadness, not even know it. And it could be hanging on to you from what happened 10,000 years ago. So here we go. Infinite sadness clearing for Father's Day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Carrie, back to you.
Okay, and we do have another comment from Elizabeth about the tasting sample, and she says that she's never tasted caterpillar, but I guess she did, and she said that's what it tasted like. So Edward has a request for a clearing for the feet.
Okay, so I'm probably assuming that maybe it's swollen feet. Or we could do one for alien life forms that stick people with needles. Let's do the needle one. This is like what's on the alien attack page.
Okay.
That's $30 a month. So here we go. Taking away the pins and needles out of your feet and legs. So stronger, 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 stronger. Pretty heavy clearing. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, back to you, Carrie.
All right, and Truth is asking for a sample of the emotional clearing.
Okay, so I'll do one issue for you. So think of an issue that you've had in your life. And remember, this does not clear all the issues. Those just the one that you're focusing on. Let's just say that you have a relationship issue. So just pick one of the relationship times that you were with this person. I can clear the energy away from that. This is why you want to have your whole lifetime emotions cleared, because you could have, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of this same issue being recycled through different people. So we'll just clear one of those here. And you need to think of it naturally. Think of a situation that you didn't like, that you became emotional. And it could even be a happy time that you were emotional too, because that's still going to be energy that your body's hanging on to, which will be out of balance. You want to be balanced energy. So here we go. So sadness and happiness emotionally is the same thing, and it's all bad for the body, because it will bring something to you to balance it. So if you have a happy event, what's it going to bring to balance that? A sad event. And if you're sad, then they'll have to bring you a happy event. Okay, that's kind of the way it works. The law of cause and effect has to seek balance all the time. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Remember, we live in the alien duality reality here. And it does cause harm to your body. Here we go again. Think of that same issue. I'll go a little deeper here for you. We didn't get it the first time. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There. This is the reason why you need to have your whole lifetime emotional clearing along with getting the unlimited so you don't keep recycling what pops up. Because things will, remember, once your body gets healed from the whole lifetime one, then your body is not working on other issues. Normally, you get overloaded, and by the time you get overloaded and you realize what's happening, at that moment in time, you're probably going to be dying. So your body will always want to heal itself, so it'll keep bringing up issues. But the main ones that came up is what we get rid of typically during the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So all of a sudden, you're like walking, new again, and you have to learn how to live life over because your emotions brought everything to you, and who you think you are is your emotions. You know, you talk to anybody, and they'll start telling you, you say, who are you? And they'll switch over to, I'm a plumber, or I'm a waitress, or I'm this, I'm that, That's not who they really are, but they will tell you all that stuff. And then from there, they'll eventually come into situations in their life, just kind of like gossiping, and then from there, they may finally come around to, who I am is really spirit energy, but most people don't understand that. So the whole thing is to get rid of your storyline. Remember, there's no storylines in babies. But they do start one each time they get hurt and get spanked and told what to do. That starts their storyline, and that storyline then connects to the DNA of everything from the past that's stored in them, and that's their, quote-unquote, life learning lessons. And then your soul family enhances that for you. They make sure that you start to do that, and actually it's not too bad in a sense because your body needs to get healed. So in one sense, the dark side is doing you a favor by having all these traumas and situations in your life because your body could live longer, but there's so many of them in you that it's torturing you, So if you only had, maybe a couple thousand, then you can get rid of them like the whole time, the whole lifetime emotional clearing does, we'll say. But since there's many more, you keep doing more and more. Now, if you can stay balanced after you have your whole lifetime clearing, and not getting into negative thinking and drawing stuff to you and stay in the moment, then you can start to heal with that and bring in more spirit energy. Remember, your spirit cannot come into you when you're full of gunk, full of judgment. So that's the reason why we need to have clearings done. Back to you, Gary.
Okay, so Mossy is talking about that exact same thing. Ron, she's saying when a parent is ill and they're sad about being ill, can they jump into us when they die, basically making us more sad than we would have been?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. And they'll give you everything that they can. They'll dump on you because an emotional body is very, very sad because it's no longer living, so it wants to live through you. And then it'll bring all the guilt up. What you should have said to them, why weren't you more supportive to them in your life? Emotional body carries all that, just like they're talking to you physically, and it'll beat you up. And that's kind of the way it works. Back to you again, Carrie. And you could have your grandparents in you, too. You could have your whole family lineage in you.
Yeah, so that entity clearing is a really great one to do because potentially definitely, because we have so many of them in us, you're unloading a whole amount of stuff that you otherwise are lugging around that is not yours.
That's who you think you are, too,
Right.
If you had a favorite, maybe grandparent, and we'll say that they died, when you were maybe, let's say, between 10 and 15, hypothetically, okay? Mm-hmm. And you really loved this person because you saw them, all the time, and then they died. Well, they may just come into you because, they like you. And then you take on their attributes, you know, whatever they're doing is what you could take on. Their stuff. And some of their stuff may be very good. You know, maybe your grandfather liked to maybe fly kites, right, with you. So all of a sudden, he comes in you and he wants to fly a kite, and you're flying this kite with him doing the kite flying. And then you think of the happiness that, you know, came upon you and him as, you know, you were flying the kite. So that's not really, you know, too bad, except, you know, he'll bring in other stuff to you, and his whole life storyline will come into you. And that's not good. It's bad enough having your own emotions to get rid of. But now you take on the load of someone else, that's even, you know, much, much harder. Plus, maybe he had in his body his grandfather. Okay, now you got his grandfather and your grandfather, you know, coming into you. And maybe, you know, the other things came in too, you know. So all of a sudden you get slam dunked with all this emotional baggage, which is not your own. And you wonder why you feel guilty, why you feel sad out of nowhere. You know, something happens to you, you get triggered. And you go, man, why did I get that button pushed? That never really happened to me before. Well, it's because it's probably their button. And they wanted to experience that. They get some energy to live off of. So they brought forth one of their issues connected to your soul family, brought in another person. Remember, I talked about being entity children. And all of a sudden, this whole life story starts to live on its own inside of you. And you're not even involved with it, but you have the consequences to deal with. Because they are living their life through you. That's why when you have a whole lot of emotional clearing, you're freed up. You normally are clear of a lot of that stuff. I won't say it'll get rid of the entities, but it will make you more present with issues because you get rid of them. And then you can kind of start over again. But, you know, that whole lot of emotional clearing is very good for people to do. That one is good if you feel like, you know, things are bothering you all the time and you don't know where it's coming from. And maybe you react to things out of nowhere. And I guess one of those main ones that we have here on this planet, unfortunately, is racism, okay? Mm-hmm. Or maybe, you know, maybe your parents, you know, drove a Buick, you know? And so you like Buicks. And all of a sudden somebody talks bad about a Buick that they bought, and you get offended. Well, it's probably their genetic line of that, those emotional bodies coming into you, reacting to that. And you go, why? Why did I get mad at that person? Because he doesn't like a Buick, you know? So anyway, that's kind of a way to look at something like that. Because you may have issues that get triggered that you know nothing about, but yet you're responding to them. And it seems so stupid when you look at it, you know, after the fact. But in the roller coaster ride, it's very hard to get off because you're strapped in. So back to you, Carrie.
Okay, and that what you were just saying at the end there could explain why if you do a whole lifetime clearing on one of the invisible bodies, but you still get really triggered by that topic, let's say it's guilt or anger or whatever it could be, because you're full of entities who are displaying that aspect all the time. So to not feel it, one of the ways to not feel it, I guess, would be as well as your whole life clearing on that body would be to do the entity clearing also. So just an aside there that I thought of as you were talking. So Randy has a question about doing the clearings on the website, and he's asking, when we do the clearings on the website, can we walk around the house, and we're walking around our house, will others in the house feel the clearings?
They could, yes, mainly because everybody in your life is affected to you, or is connected to you, or you're affecting them, they're affecting you. Mm-hmm. So if you had a clearing, and somebody was taking your energy from you, and you got that energy taken away from you, that button was released, then somebody, you know, that you deal with, maybe even at your job or going to the grocery store, who's used to seeing that button on you, they may say, gee, what happened to you? You changed. And you may look at them and go, boy, that's strange. You know, why are they saying that? Or they may say, you know, I saw you before, and you look kind of goofy or whatever, you know, and I had this judgment on you, and now you look the same. You're wearing the same clothes, but I don't feel that strangeness or anger or think that you're a weird person or something. So yes, it can affect other people that way because as you're connected to them and you get rid of an energy, that energy between you and them is also released from you to them too, okay? So what I'm doing for the summer here, summer special, if you've had any clearings, whole lifetime clearings typically, or other clearings over $100, I'm doing a special where you can do like a one-for-one and get the second one for half price. So if you want to do additional clearings, and maybe you wanted to do, say, you did the emotional, we'll say, now you want to do the mental, but it's like whole lifetime clearing, then just let me know. Put in the subject box summer special, and let me know when you had the clearing, and then you can just pay then half price for your next clearing. So that's what I'm going to be doing here for people, and it'll go back to, you know, for this whole year. So that way, if I would have said, well, it's going to work, you know, for the last month or so, then you might have said, geez, I should have waited, you know. So if you had a clearings from January 1st to now, and let's say you had four clearings, then you're able to select four clearings, and then they would be half price for you. So it's a match of one and one, and the second one that you would get now would be half price. So that's what I'm going to be doing. So back to you, Carrie.
Well, thank you, Ron. That's wonderful. So Randy is saying the emotional whole life clearing is really working now. He says it took about 6 to 7 weeks, so I guess Randy's feeling the good effects of that whole life clearing now. So that's really great, Randy. Interesting. We have quite a lot of thank yous, Ron, for the various clearings that you've been doing. I haven't been reading them all out because we've had a lot of questions, but just wanted to let you know that. Truth is asking, what is happening with the future soldiers? So I guess the ones that came back from the future. I know there was a lot of time jumping going on with boot camp soldiers from the different world wars and so forth, and then they went into the future and then they came back. So Truth is wondering what's happening with all of those.
To my knowledge, right now they're still battling the aliens. I think it might be winding down somewhat a little bit, but they're still out there. So I don't know. Remember that they bring in more and more, and those poor soldiers could be fighting, clones coming in here too, you know, in the ship. So it could be very interesting. But yeah, they are still, to my knowledge, right now, as we speak, actively fighting the aliens. And they've gone back way back into history to get more people signed up here. So it's very interesting to watch. So that's kind of what we're doing now, or what they're doing anyway. And they're still fighting. I thought maybe it would last about 3 months. That was my first gut reaction. And I think it's over 3 months now, I believe. I can't, confirm that completely. But I know it's probably been about 2 months, I think. But I first thought it'd be about 3 months and that it would start to slow down. But remember, the aliens can just keep popping them out, you know, especially clone stuff. So this is probably what they want to do to our planet here, which Ed was talking about earlier, is making the society full of clones. And killing off the population through poisons, maybe through our air, and I won't get into that too much here. So hopefully it will find its way to the Earth Spirit and get a little more empowered. So far, I don't see it advancing much. Still at about 43%. Not good. That means that, it's not able to, the light ship cannot find the bits and pieces that was stolen, put it that way. And that's what we need here, is to get more Earth Spirit energy here, but we can't recreate another one because there's only one frequency. So this is kind of where we are. So we're doing okay. Just keep doing your clearing so that you can feel better about life. And eventually, maybe something's going to pop instantly, and maybe we'll have a wonderful time here on this planet. I'm hoping to see that. I wouldn't mind traveling and seeing, you know, the world here a little bit, besides seeing it on, you know, on watching Netflix or something, you know.
Right.
Then we got parasitic life forms out there in the different countries, and I don't know if I want to pick up something, you know. I'm not living on air yet, you know. So you have to eat. Anyway, back to you, Carrie. It looks like our show is kind of coming to a close here.
Yeah, I have 54. I just had a question pop up in my own head when you were talking, Ron. When we're doing timeline crashes for ourselves, if we're crashing a timeline where we're living on a cloned Earth, does that help the Earth spirit and the physical Earth?
Yeah, if the Earth spirit happens to be hiding out there, we'll say, in the underground someplace or some parallel universe that you're on, and, you know, the light ship does find you, and maybe by accident, just using that term, it finds maybe your neighbor and maybe part of the Earth spirit. We'll collect it, definitely, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why the timeline crashings are so good, because whoever's on that timeline or whatever, you know, animals or insects or whatever, they're being freed up.
Yeah.
So
good.
That's kind of the way it works.
Okay, great.
So we'll say, I guess, blessings to all of you. And again, if you want to get that special, just put it in the subject box, summer special, and let me know what clearings you've had, or maybe which one you've had, and which one you'd like to get for half price, and just put it in that way so I can know when it comes across. I get lots of emails, so. Anyway, I'll say blessings to all of you, and thank you, Carrie, and we'll see you later, everybody.
Okay, thank you, Ron. That was a really long list of sample clearings today. Thanks so much, and we'll see you. The next show is Wednesday, BBS at 7 Eastern, 10 Pacific. So see you then. Have a good few days. Bye, everybody.
Okay, bye.